Aloha, and welcome to another Parts subject-specific class overview. Today we're talking about making money in the parts business. This is critical, isn't it? If we don't make money, none of us are going to be employed. It's rather simple. If we go back to the beginning, I suspect the first technician was a blacksmith. He made shoes, made armaments, swords, etc. And he really didn't have to deal with a lot of complication in getting iron and steel for his forge, or charcoal to burn, or wood. Today, however, the parts business is an extremely complicated business, using arcane materials, ceramics, having telematics, systems everywhere. All of the technology that we have in operating the major componentry, the engines, the transmissions, with sensors everywhere. It's a very complicated business. And then the employees, the cost of payroll, benefits, vacations, and the like, and training and constant retraining. And we're dealing then with the sales per employee ratios that we have to sell a certain number of parts in order to be able to afford to pay the people. And of course, this varies with geography across the world and in our country. The people in New York City earn more money than the people in Iowa. Not being critical of either area, but we have to adapt our businesses in order to make money. We also have to look at discounts and how we price parts. It becomes important. Non-returnability of parts and the return policies that you have. There's a lot of complications in making money in the parts business, let alone those parts that you don't have in stock that you have to purchase or you have to expedite and pay emergency service charges and inbound transportation, and somehow you have to be able to recover those. All of that is exacerbated and made more complicated when we look at inventory management and turnover. We can no longer live with turning our inventory once or twice a year. The return on assets is not nearly enough. This is a very complex subject of making money in the parts department, and this class exposes everything and anything that we need to do to make that happen. I hope this overview has given you a better understanding of that which we cover in this important class, and I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future.